You know, I think one of the great treasures, you know, for this area, for North Texas, has always been the bus companies. Trailways was here, and Greyhound is here. Greyhound is still here. Greyhound was bought several years ago by an outfit called Flix, F-L-I-X. They bought Greyhound in 2021 for First Group, and they kept the bus company, sold off some of the real estate, which means we're going to be seeing a new Greyhound terminal pretty soon for the main one in Dallas, exiting Lamar. Kai Boyson is the CEO of Flix North America, which owns Greyhound. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So the bus company, I always have a lot of nostalgia about bus companies. I mean, you know, bus companies in the United States were the connecting point among all the little cities, all the small towns. Is that still the role that you play?
Absolutely. I mean, intercity bus connecting all the cities in the United States is still done by bus companies in majority of the cases. If you look at it, we estimate around 40% of the U.S. population do not have access to public transport because this is such a big wide web of cities across the region. So it's important to have the intercity bus connecting and bridging all these missing connections.
You know, before there was UPS or DHL or FedEx, there was a Greyhound bus company. And if you needed to send something, if your kid went to school at the University of Texas at Austin and forgot a pair of shoes when they were home for Easter vacation, you just put them on the bus.
That's right. I mean, that still could be the case in majority of the cases, majority of the cities. And we are actually reaching, together with our partners, more than 1,600 destinations.
Wow.
In the country, in the region. So that is a huge connection. And we are continuing to expand that network with our partners. That's kind of our kind of goal.
Mobility has changed so much. I mean, and you know, Dallas-based Southwest Airlines changed a lot because they had relatively inexpensive frequent flights, you know, to fairly short-haul destinations. And, of course, the interstate, you know, build out changed a lot. So how does the bus company, how does Greyhound fit into the picture now?
Intercity bus and the bus companies also need to change. Flix is ultimately a global travel technology company. And we operate as Flix in more than 40 countries. And it is a data-driven technology. It works just like a platform, very similar to Uber. So our approach, I mean, as an intercity bus, kind of the leading the world, is also very much a combination of bringing technology and bringing the local knowledge and partnership together. So therefore, intercity bus is changing as well. There's a disruption in the market, and Flix is leading that disruption. And how does it work? I mean, just in a nutshell, Flix is the platform which brings actually bus scheduling, pricing, marketing, online marketing, and customer service. That's the platform. And we work with the local bus operators in each country and in the United States as well to make sure that they own the bus, they employ the driver, they maintain the bus, and they take the passengers from one destination to another.
Well, and it's multimodal. I was intrigued by you, the choice you have for the new terminal. You're moving out of the one down on Lamar that's been downtown forever, but you're moving out to the Bachman station, which is also a DART rail station and a DART bus station. So the idea is what you bring in people from another point and then they get distributed out of that. So you cooperate?
Yeah, I mean, you're touching a very good point. Since Flixbus and Greyhound merged, we have been in the process of relocating some of the bus terminals as the merger didn't come with the properties, as you just said at the start.
Right.
And Dallas is one of the relocations that's taking place. And we're moving to a location on David Hines, and that's close to the Bachman station. It's a DART Bachman station. And the idea here is to make sure that each and every bus terminal actually connects with the local transit. That is absolutely critical. And in this case here in Dallas, we believe, given bus terminal is going to be just next to the Bachman DART station, so it's going to be very convenient for the bus travelers actually to go to the bus terminal or to go to their ultimate destinations in Dallas Metroplex.
Well, that really begs the point, though, of the market that you serve. So is it people who are looking for a less expensive way to travel or a more convenient way to travel? Is it, you know, do you aim at the low end or the middle?
I mean, we appeal to all needs for anybody thinking about long distance travel. We are making bus travel actually one of the top considerations for anybody thinking about long distance travel. We're making bus travel cool again. So it could be for convenience. It could be for actually affordability. It could be for sustainability. For whatever the reason they choose, there's actually a good reason for them to pick up, to get on a bus, hop on a bus, and go where they want to go.
And you have some competition on some of the more attractive routes. Vonlane has been operating here for a good long while, and they've got a sort of a premium product with leather chairs and attendance and food service. Are you going after that market too?
I mean, we are already somehow in that market. So the way we offer our premium service is such that you can actually buy your seat next to you at a discount. So therefore, you got a bigger space for yourself. That's a possibility. We also offer, we call it panorama view. So you can take the first row. So therefore, you get the better view as you're traveling on the bus. So we continue to offer actually better and different ancillaries, we call it, different actually perspectives, bit different product to our customers. And so they can, as they wish, they can pick those options from us.
So you've taken technology and you've put it on as a model onto a business that's been around forever. But what about the buses themselves? I mean, are they improving? You still rely on diesel or their hybrids? I've seen some electric intra-city bus.
We still rely on diesel, and the diesel technology has been excelling itself year after year. So the latest technology is superb. But in the meantime, we're also looking out, of course, to electrically charged buses to make sure that it is ready when it is safe, when it's a winning actually formula for the customers, we'll take it up. But for now, it's not, the technology is not there yet. And also infrastructure is not there yet. So our focus is on diesel, making sure our diesel buses, the latest technology. And quite recently, we've been actually investing to upgrade our Greyhound fleet. So it's been in a state of in need of investment. And we've been buying hundreds of buses, new buses for Greyhound, the latest technology, and putting them on the road.
So you've got the advantage. You know, you don't have ground stops like they do at airports. You don't have long lines at TSA. And so that's an advantage. But you still are on those highways, which have a bad habit of backing up with, you know, jackknifed 18-wheelers. And you still have those problems to overcome, don't you?
I mean, you're right. Bus travel is convenient as well. So we are avoiding all these lines, security, long delays. I can tell you that we have improved our operational performance massively in the last 12, 18 months since we merged with Greyhound and bringing Flix and Greyhound together. And how we measure our performance is leaving bus terminals on time. And in 97% of the time, we leave within the scheduled time, within the 15 minutes of the scheduled time. And arrival is also critical. 85%, close to 85%,
wow,
we are actually arriving to the bus terminal at around scheduled time, basically to around 15 minutes of the scheduled arrival time. So that is massive. And what we see, the traction is that as we improve the operational performance, customers are happy. I mean, they're happier than before a year ago. And the majority of them will say, okay, we're going to recommend this to our friends and family.
So do you use a sort of a Waze or something like that that can route you around traffic backups, or do you pretty well have to stay on route?
I mean, we mostly stay on route. They're fixed routes. And if there's a problem, of course, what we use the technology there. I mean, if there's a problem, it could be weather related. It could be a kind of the road work, or whatever the kind of the external factor that's affecting our actually arrival times or departure times. If we know in advance, we let all our customers know. So we tell them there's going to be a delay. We are constantly in communication with them, and that is an integral part of our proposition. And they can track the bus, where the bus is, where it's coming,
yeah,
how long it's going to take. So it's a real-time information for our passengers as well as our local bus partners to make sure that we serve the best.
Well, like I say, it's a great brand, and we're glad you're still here, and we're glad you relocated here. But I got to ask you about you. So I'm looking at your CV. You have a degree in economics from Yale, a master's degree from the London School of Economics and Political Science, an MBA from the Imperial College in London, and a bachelor's degree from the Middle East Technical University, and you're running a bus company.
Indeed. I mean, this is really exciting for me. I mean, running a bus company is a challenging one across multiple dimensions. So as I told you, there's just the platform perspective, which is forecasting the demand, understanding and putting the bus schedule according to demand and making sure you price it right. And in the meantime, working with the bus partners. I mean, in the United States, we work with more than 50 bus partners and Greyhound operation and making sure they fit to that demand.
So Greyhound is the umbrella and all these are individual like franchisees?
Greyhound is our biggest bus partner. So we run more than 500 buses with Greyhound. That's the huge bus partner. And it's on the
So platform. Under Flixbus, you have other brands.
And with Flixbus, we have more than 50 bus partners. So in total, maybe we have 50 plus Greyhound bus partners who are part of the Flix platform. And given the complexity and the scale, it's really exciting to lead both Greyhound and Flixbus. And given the education I had in the past, I leverage all of that. I mean, economics is critical. Very critical to look at the big picture, and engineering is really necessary to make sure that operational excellence is out there for us. I mean, when we get 97%, we don't sit and relax, oh, we've done it. No. How can we get to 98, 99, 100%? In some days, we hit 100, and we just say, okay, we've done it for 2 days this week. Can we do it 5 days a week? So that is our attitude as a team, and of course, all that education helps me get there.
You know, I can tell you really enjoy this. I bet you, you must be, I'm sure you're really good at it if you enjoy it that much. Congratulations on your new home down here, too. When do you open Bachmann?
Okay, say it again, please.
When will you open the new Bachmann terminal here?
Oh, new terminal. New terminal is, we plan to, I mean, the expected time is September. There's currently a construction, obviously. Permitting has been completed, so it's a matter of time. It could be any time between August to October, we will open the new bus terminal. And yes, I am enjoying the job, and I'm really excited about the opportunity. I mean, it's really exciting to be able to serve millions and millions of people here in the United States and give them a better experience when they hop on a bus.
We're glad you're here. Kai Boysen's the CEO of Flix North America, which we will still know as Greyhound. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.